Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we're in sunny Hawaii this week.
Although not so sunny today.
Okay, we didn't have to tell them that. anyway, we're on our company retreat. We're having it in Hawaii. I, who never get sick, have somehow gotten a cold. I don't know. I was on two empty planes to get here, basically. So I don't know who left their germs from prior to that. But I've kind of got a cold. So if it sounds like I'm talking through a horn, I'm not actually talking through a horn. I just have a cold. And I know I sound funny. But we are totally excited. We've been brainstorming for days. We've been hanging out, looking at things, getting like super amazing ideas just here on the Big Island. And so we decided we would go ahead and record our podcasts while we were still here together and talk about some of the really cool ideas that we have come up with while we're here. One of the things that we normally do, because we have no idea how you found us, whether this is the first of our podcasts that you've listened to or not. If you've heard us do this bit, feel free to forward ahead by 2 minutes and go to the next part. But right now we're going to do the part where Hazel explains the quick 2-minute drill about what a mobile wallet marketing pass is, how it works, and how you get them on people's phones.
All right. Well, mobile wallet marketing pass is a pass designed for your iPhone using Apple Wallet. The front of the pass usually has your title, your brand, and the back of the pass, where all the fun stuff happens, is the call to action links, click to call, email, maps. You can launch
your app launchers.
Media. Yeah, app launchers, your social media. You got to think of like mobile campaigns directly onto these passes. And we're going to do that today with
Tourist businesses. Yes. Again, because we are here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and what is here?
Tourism.
Lots and lots and lots of tourist businesses. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because everywhere you go, like we're staying in a house, and even the people that own this house have been so kind as to put out some of these local Hawaii magazines, you know, things to do in the local area. You see these, they're free. They're in every ABC store. They're in every hotel lobby. They're in every hotel room. You know, they're everywhere. And all the local businesses pay to advertise in them. And I'm not saying that local businesses shouldn't pay to advertise in these, but I am saying that there is a much more effective way to utilize mobile wallet marketing side by side with your other marketing, and it's so cost effective. I mean, this isn't like it costs millions of dollars. It doesn't even cost thousands of dollars. It's really reasonable. But some of the different kinds of tourist businesses.
Dive operators, bike tours.
Oh, yeah. Tours. Kayak rentals, the water rentals. Sports people. Yeah, the jet skis, the galleries. Like, we are in Kona, which has a plethora of small independent stores, businesses, art galleries, handmade goods shops, quilts seem to be like the new big thing. The last time I was here, which was back in October, nowhere near this many quilts, but quilts are like, and you know what, I was at the Grand Canyon a couple of weeks ago and everybody had quilts. It's crazy, this quilts thing. Then you've got the usual, you know, the shaved ice shops, the restaurants, the small hotels that are like the boutiques. They're not the Sheratons or the Marriotts, but they're still owned by, you know, like a family or a small corporation. You got the pokey shops. You've got, I think I said, the shaved ice people already. There's
ukulele stores.
There's ukulele stores. There's comic book stores. There's like a million thrift shops. And, you know, the funny thing is when you go into the thrift shops and you see the areas that they're in, like, say, up the hill on the road in Hualualoa, the locals are not the ones they're targeting. The locals are not the ones that are shopping in these thrift shops. Like, I have a really cute shirt that I bought in one up the hill last year. But one of the things that you could be doing if you have a tourist business, and it certainly doesn't have to be in Hawaii.
No.
It could be a whitewater rafting company in Idaho or Colorado, or it could be any of the numerous shops or businesses that we saw when we were at the Grand Canyon or San Francisco or San Diego or Vancouver, where Hazel is, Vancouver Island, Victoria, all around in there. So it really doesn't matter what your business is. What we want to talk to you about is who your target demographic is and how you can effectively market to your target demographic in an ongoing way that is both cost-effective and effective. So let's talk for a second, Hazel, about how these passes get in the phones.
Okay, well, the pass is given into the phones by, you can scan the QR code.
Which you do that directly from Apple Wallet if you're using an iPhone. Or use any QR code reader if you're on Android. Android is kind of a strange situation because Google Wallet is no longer compatible with these. So there's a couple of third-party wallet programs that now work with this. And so if you scan the code with an Android and you don't have a wallet app already, it takes you to the Google Play Store and gives you a couple of choices for different wallet apps that work based on where you live. Like you get a different selection in Canada than you do in the United States. Because I looked them up when I was up at, when we were working in Vancouver, completely different apps because they have to go through Google Play Canada. You know, if you were in Australia, completely different apps because it's just what's in those stores. So now you've got the pass QR code. The other way is the link.
Is the link, absolutely.
If somebody's already looking at your website or your email or your SMS or whatever on their mobile, then all they have to do is tap the link and it drops right into their Apple Wallet or goes through the same process with Android. So now we've got a pass in a wallet on a phone. And as you can see, they don't just jump on there out of nowhere. You can't message people if they don't have a pass. So it's critically important that when you plan out your print campaigns or your radio campaigns or your magazine inserts or your website stuff, that you tell people to put the pass on their phone.
Yes.
You tell them it's going to go into their Apple Wallet or they're going to be prompted to download an Android wallet program if they don't already have one. Otherwise, if you simply spring a QR code on somebody and the next thing they know there's something taking over their wallet app, they're not likely to. I mean, it's kind of scary because you didn't tell them in advance what was going to happen. You didn't tell them what they needed to do. And so it's really, we can't stress enough the importance of, on all of your collateral, put the QR code and put the link on there. Some people like to type in the link. It's just how they are. And that's just what they do. And that's okay. If they want to sit on their phone with their big fat fingers typing in a link, then we're not going to stop them and you're not either. So we want to let them know they have to download the pass. We want to let them know what the benefit is of downloading the pass. They're going to get something of value because they put this pass on their phone. Now, we just published a blog post a couple of weeks ago that talked about almost 60% of people who get a location-based coupon on their telephone redeem that coupon within 2 minutes. And the way that that is structured is through either iBeacons or geofencing. And Hazel, you want to just do the quick rundown of the difference between an iBeacon and geofencing?
Well, yeah, geofencing is, you know, you're at the airport. That's geofencing. You'd see a welcome message saying, hey, I'm here.
And how does that happen? What does it use? The location?
Location services. There's also iBeacons that have a proximity trigger, which is more...
sort of small range?
Small range, thank you. Use an iBeacon if you're, let's say, at a festival and say, I'm at this booth. And you put in a notification that way.
So iBeacon works on Bluetooth, which is why it's a small area, sort of a narrow range. The geofencing works with the phone's actual location services and GPS. So we could preset, let's say that your business is at a certain place in a certain shopping mall. And so we want to put a message that pops up when the phone's GPS detects that the phone is near your shopping mall. No problem. Then we want to put another message in because the number one competitor you have is down the street and around the corner. Well, we can also put a message in that will pop up for you when the person happens to be walking by your nearest, biggest, largest, whatever competitor. That's how the geofencing works, because it leverages the phone's GPS and the phone's location services. So then you would have, for instance, an iBeacon inside your business. And that would trigger another message when they came in. And that message could be, you know, welcome to the store, everything's 50% off today. Or it could be, welcome, do you prefer diving or snorkeling? Whatever you want it to be, it's no big deal. And obviously it can be changed at any time. So we've talked about how you get passes in the phone. We've talked about how you tell people to put passes in the phone. We've gone through the technicalities of how it works and what you can do with it. So how does this work side by side with your existing campaigns that you're running? We did, I think it was maybe a month ago, roughly, a podcast that specifically details how you incorporate mobile wallet campaigns with your existing campaigns. So if you're currently running TV or radio or print or flyers or dogs with your business name shaved into the side of their coat, whatever it is, we've got another podcast that you're going to want to go back and look up, and it's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's in wherever you found us this time, it's there. Go back and listen to that one for the specifics. But what we want to talk about is the organization of how to keep track of the effectiveness of the passes and your campaigns. So there's a couple of ways that you can do this. One of the ways would be to set up a different pass for each campaign. Your passes could all look the same, or maybe they don't look the same. Doesn't make any difference. But let's say that you were running a print ad in one magazine and a print ad in one newspaper. Well, we would say to you, you should set those up as two different passes.
Yes.
And that way you could measure the response from the ad directly via the number of pass installs. And if you buy an ad in a newspaper and somebody sees it once, they're probably not going to tear the ad out and carry it around with them taped to the back of their phone for the next however long. When they install a pass, on the other hand, what's the stick rate that we saw the other day?
90% stick rate. That means 90% of passes installed stay on the phone.
So it's great. Somebody's sitting around at home in Iowa in January and it's snow on the ground and you're in like a lovely, sunny, warm spot with a beach, and they happen to see you on, say, for instance, a Google search. Say they were looking for kayak rentals in Seattle. And they found you, and you offered them the option directly from your website or from your search results to put the mobile wallet pass into their phone. Or maybe they found you on Facebook or through Twitter. Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. They are, like you say, sitting at home in January. They are going to book a vacation for June. They're probably going to forget about you between January and June because you're not the hotel and you're not the rental car company and you're not the airline. But if you got them to do a mobile wallet marketing pass, it's in their phone. It's going to stay in their phone. It's going to stay in their phone well past June, most likely. And you, being the clever business owner that you are, once every month or so, you're going to send them a little update. And that update is going to have a special deal, a piece of information. Maybe you send something out saying, oh, it's February 1st and it's 85 degrees and sunny. Click here to see the photo gallery. Anything that you do simply to keep them interested and to stay in the front of their mind. Because if you've sent them six messages between January and June, when they get to your island or your city or your town or whatever, and they actually are ready to rent a kayak in Seattle, who's the name that comes to their mind? Oh, it's the one that they see pop up on their phone all the time. So, the brilliance of the back of the pass, now all they have to do is go into the phone, they get your pass. They hit the little I button for more information, the pass flips over. Well, now they can call you and make a reservation, or you can give them a link to your booking page on your website and they can go make a reservation, or you can have them email you for a reservation, or if you don't do reservations, you can just pop up a map. You know, they tap it, the map pops up, and now they know exactly how to get to your location. And if they accidentally go to your competitor's location, then we pop up a geofencing message that says, whoa, what are you doing? You're supposed to rent a kayak down the street. So it's like an ongoing thing where you have access to them year round. And then, so they leave and they go home. Well, now what are they going to do?
Well, the pass is still on their phone. And you can still remind them of who you are when they plan their next vacation.
That's right. And you can tell them to go and leave a review for you on Google or on TripAdvisor or on Yelp or on, you know, whatever it is. You can give them suggestions. Once a month or so, I would send them a little suggestion saying, share this pass with your friends or your coworkers or your family members that are thinking about coming to Seattle but haven't decided that they want to rent a kayak. Whatever it might be, it's a communication and engagement method that is, like you say, not only cost-effective, but effective, and it also enables you to be able to gauge the effectiveness of advertising campaigns that otherwise don't really have an actionable metric. You don't know, even if you ask people, well, where did you see me? Oh, I saw you in the newspaper. Well, the newspaper could have been 3 weeks old, and you're running a completely different ad, and you would have no idea. But if you set it all up on passes, so their action item is to install this pass in their phone so that they get something good from you, it's kind of a win-win situation for everybody.
Yep.
It usually takes us from the time you sign up about
2 business days.
Yeah, sometimes one, sometimes two-ish, depends on the backlog. What we do is we sit down with you, we ask you for some information, we take a look at what kind of marketing campaigns you're doing, we figure out what the best method of organization is for you, and here we're going to do these passes, and we're going to organize it this way, and then you approve them, and then you start using the QR code and the link in every bit of your collateral, and people start downloading and installing the passes, and now you've got a lifeline to these people all the time, and you can very gently remind them of who you are and suggest that they share their experiences with their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, and continue to do that long after they have visited and done business with you. And while somebody might come and rent a kayak from you and completely forget the name of your business after they left, if they've got a mobile marketing pass in their phone, what happens?
They don't need to remember.
That's right. They don't need to remember. So just keep that in mind. You're a convenience factor. This is a super convenience factor for people, and it's definitely something to run side by side with your existing campaigns. So anyway, that's all I've got.
Yeah, that's gone through it. That's good.
Super. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.